You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
UNRISD and UN Women jointly hosted a workshop on gender-related research within the UN system. More than 30 senior researchers from within and outside the UN system, as well as heads of gender units from within the UN system, attended. UNRISD caught up with a few of the participants to ask them what they think about the way that knowledge is produced and used within the UN system.
My name is Hania Shulemi. I'm an Egyptian anthropologist and I'm an associate research professor at the Social Research Center of the American University in Cairo. I'm also, or was, the coordinator of the Pathways of Women's Empowerment Research in Arab country. How my research feeds into the discussions taking place today, I think, comes from my involvement in the Pathways project, which was really an attempt to revisit the narrative on gender from a critical feminist space. And my own work has been on feminist social protection, on looking at the notion of economic empowerment, which has been central to a lot of UN work, assumptions on what money or what, you know, economic power or work or credit so on can do for women. And I've been doing research on critiquing that, looking at women's, at female labor force participation, looking at work that empowers, and looking at conditional cash transfers in Egypt. And so all of this work is really comes from the theoretical and political orientation of Pathways, which is feminist and which is critical. And I think that's why I'm invited here. I believe that it's important to have an autonomous institution like UNRISD within the UN because of the leverage and reputation that the UN still holds as, let's say, I don't know, some people would not use the word impartial, but let's say that it represents enough diversity to have credibility in many circles. And for the UN to have an organization that produces independent and very high-quality research that is not subject to whims or policies or, you know, directives coming from anywhere adds a lot to the credibility of the UN. So what you're doing is producing benchmarks, producing narratives, producing knowledge, bringing people together, facilitating the exchange of knowledge and information, trying to leverage this knowledge, trying to influence people with this knowledge. So I think that the UN as a knowledge project and its moral mandate has become part of this knowledge project. So the way it can influence states and parties to honor its moral mission is through knowledge. It's certainly not through anything else. I mean, it's not through, you know, the army. You know, I think the knowledge or the research that we have produced in Pathways has been taken up by individuals within the UN system. And that's the most that you can hope for because, you know, this isn't earth-shattering knowledge. I mean, I think it's good. I think it's, we're proud of it. We enjoyed being part of it and it transformed all of us. So the most you can hope for is that it would influence some people who would then take it a step further. And including, you know, questioning it, that's also a use of research. So we've had a good experience. We have very good links with UN Women. Some of my colleagues also have very good links with UNRISD. And in Egypt, I've been working closely with UNDP and UNICEF and actually UN Women. So yes, there are linkages there. The key message that I will be taking away from this meeting is that there are people in the UN system who care about research and who are troubled by various aspects of gender research and this sense of perplexion or whatever is led them to have a meeting like this one. So this is actually a very good message for me to say that people care about research and people care about how the quality and the impact and the coherence and the credibility of research. So that it's a message, I think it's an important one to say that the UN system just doesn't go about its business as usual, because the UN system comes across as a huge bureaucracy that sort of just runs on itself. So having this, hearing this voiced interest is of a critical voice about research on gender and where it is and how it's done and how it can be done better is an important message.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unrs.org. Thank you for listening.